Doctors and nurses are on the front lines of responding to the coronavirus in Idaho, and by default, their families are too. We spoke with one woman, who's the spouse of an emergency room doctor in Ketchum, about what it means for her family. Here is her story.
I think there's definitely an element always of being the partner of an ER doctor where you've had to accept just kind of a different lifestyle and a different level of risk. My name is Charlotte Stevenson, and I live in Ketchum. I'm married to an ER doctor who works here at St. Luke's Wood River Valley, and we have two kids, age 8 and 4. Terry did his residency in Oakland, and so I would have different types of worries about him going to work. At that time, it wasn't about a pandemic virus, but there were shootings outside the hospital almost on a monthly basis. So there's always been that element of being worried about him. And this time, you know, I think it was probably a few days before the first case was announced here in Idaho that we realized things were really going to be different. Terry actually had one of the first exposures. And so at that point, Terry was on a 14-day quarantine because that's what the CDC recommended. Those guidelines changed during the middle of that quarantine, and they realized that they couldn't just quarantine and isolate doctors just because they were exposed, because otherwise we would have no one left. So that changed, and Terry was able to go back to work, and he never had any symptoms. But at that time, we debated whether there was, you know, somewhere he could go to isolate himself. We have a shed in our backyard. That's not really plausible. And that's the thing for a lot of people. It's not always possible to completely isolate yourself. Not everyone has a spare bedroom and a bathroom as they recommend. And as of right now, I haven't gotten a test back. I'm actually sick. So we had another debate as to whether there was somewhere I could go to isolate myself if I have it. And again, I don't have the results yet. I just have a number of the symptoms. But we decided that it wasn't going to work for our family, and that probably we were all going to be exposed at some point anyway, and that we were just going to try to weather through it. I think it's hard for all kids, and at least for ours, they are used to the idea that daddy isn't always home at normal times. And they're used to the idea that daddy has to go help other people sometimes that aren't feeling as well, and that sometimes we don't come first as a family. And I say that with all due respect to Terry and all other doctors. So those concepts weren't foreign to them. You know, one of the few things that we feel like we do have right now is each other. And the four of us are together, and sometimes the four of us want to kill each other in this small house. But most of the time, we're really grateful to have each other. I think that was part of the other reason to not isolate, is just that we need each other. And we need that humor, and we need that contact, and we can't have that with friends and neighbors right now. So some of the best times right now are when we can get on our bikes, you know, if it's not snowing, and try to pretend that it's spring. And it's always easier to deal with something when you have an end date, right? If everyone can just say, this will be over, you know, mid-May, great, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But it's just hard to see that end at this point.
That was Charlotte Stevenson of Ketchum. She's a freelance writer and the wife of an emergency room doctor. This piece was produced by Boise State Public Radio's Rachel Cohen.